America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIBB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. I'm voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Coach Leipold is here. Later on in the show, we'll be joined by the Patterson brothers, James and Jared, to talk about their amazing season. But we're all here to get you ready for a big one tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 7:30 kickoff. It's the Bulls and the Kent State Golden Flashes. Coach, congratulations on another incredibly exciting win against Miami. We'll look back at that in our second segment, but let's dive into the immediacy of a big one here tomorrow night. Kent State comes in. You've got to keep this rolling. You got to keep everybody behind you in the MAC East. So how important is this game, any more or less than any other one?
Well, it's an important one because it's the one we're playing this week, and that's the approach that we've tried to take all along, Paul. But as we've been able to you know, stack wins on top of wins, they become a little more important, and you have a chance yet to compete for the division, you know, championship, play for the conference championship. So it has good importance. We have to have great focus, and we got to play against a team with a very dangerous offense.
The Kent State Golden Flashes come in at 2-7. They are 1-4 in the MAC, but they are coming off a divisional win over Bowling Green. That happened last week. It's a kind of a common sort of fan and media thing to say, you know, oh, how do you avoid a letdown in a game like this? But is that something that ever comes up in the midst of your team to say they may be 2-7, but don't think about that?
Well, you try to point out what a team does really well, and we've tried to emphasize all along, even a year ago or 2 years ago, Paul, is that each and every game is in and of itself that individual matchup, and everyone in our league or non-conference games match up differently against one another. You know, they played Illinois to start the year. They played Ole Miss. You know, they've played some challenging games. Penn State.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, so you can look at, you know, almost half their losses and who they're against. You know, it's a pretty tough schedule. So you look at, you just can't look at the plain record, but also some of the things along the way. And then they won a game last week, which always gives a team some extra confidence, especially if they haven't had a lot of them. Their week of practice probably has a little bit more energy. So all those things you have to take into account when they're going to come into your stadium and trying to ruin a senior day in our season.
with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. This is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. A new coach, a new system, a lot of new players from the last time any Bulls fans saw Kent State. Sean Lewis at 31 is the youngest head coach in all of FBS. He has transformed some things there at Kent State. I asked you this on the TV show the other day. I'll ask it to you again. Could you ever imagine yourself being a head coach at 31 years old?
No, I was like, maybe a Pop Warner team, but you know, it's a credit to Sean and how fast he's ascended in the profession. You know, he played at the University of Wisconsin, but he kind of did it the hard way, the old-fashioned way. He was a Division II graduate assistant. Got done with that. Had a chance to be more or less like a part-time or full-time at Eastern Illinois, then the Bowling Green, the Syracuse, and now he gets his opportunity. He's been part of Dino Babers' staff for a long time, learned that offense, that Baylor offense spread, playing fast and doing things, and he's definitely changing the culture there.
Well, that offense, as you mentioned, they like to refer to theirs as the flash fast offense, but any Bulls fan that remembers those games against Dino Babers' Bowling Green team knows it is high tempo, it is quick, it is throw the ball around. Has Kent State gotten to that point yet?
Yes, they have. They're trying to get things, you know, a guy gets tackled, he's sprinting back towards the line and getting there and trying to get those things. Now, they're in and out of some things depending. Again, any team that's going through a transition like that, success in moving the sticks is important to fully take advantage of that type of operation. But Woody Barrett, their quarterback, is a big quarterback, physical quarterback, strong arm, but one of the bigger quarterbacks that's willing to run the ball that makes him even more difficult to defend.
Yeah, Woody Barrett originally recruited to Auburn, so you know he's got a lot of physical talent, then went to a junior college in Mississippi, and then comes up to Kent State. He's number two in the MAC in total offense, which again, registers both running and passing. So, yet again, another quarterback who may be as much, if not more, of a threat with his legs as he is with his arms. Your defense should be used to that by now.
Yes, we should, and you know, through a course of a year and as late as we are approaching this season, is that you've been able to see a lot of different things, and you see different quarterbacks that do different schemes. Now sometimes they all melt together with another offense, and again, it's being disciplined, gap sound, tackling well, and doing all the things necessary to be productive on Tuesday night.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Defensively, the Golden Flashes have struggled a bit this year. They're ranked 11th in the MAC. They've given up a lot of yards. They've given up a lot of points. What have you seen from their defense that either concerns you or makes you feel like there are some things that your very powerful offense can take advantage of?
Well, they're, you know, like everyone, we go through the health issues, and they've had some of their share as well. It's a big defensive front. Again, transitioning to more three-man front type of looks than they have in the past. And with that becomes, maybe sometimes some growing pains with it. I thought in the past, I was always impressed with the Kent defensive line, whether it be through size, strength, quickness, and they still have some of those players remaining. So that's where it starts for us. We have to be physical at the line of scrimmage. We have to be able to establish a running game, and then hopefully from there, play action and drop back, take the passes will take hold.
Well, so many things went well for your team in the win over Miami. Not only offensively and putting up 51 points, but a defensive effort that, as the game went on, really rose to the occasion. Don't forget, I mentioned the TV show. You can watch the UB Football Insider TV show tonight, 7:30 on the CW23. And don't forget, tomorrow is going to be a fun day here at UB. Double your excitement with the men's basketball game at 4, the football game at 7:30. You can get tickets to both games and make it a really cool doubleheader for just $20. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE. More with Coach about tomorrow's game, and we'll look back at the Miami win when we return to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team, and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it. Wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals, he realized he was never much good at throwing, or running, or catching, or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability, new users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $152. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons, too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We continue with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We got you ready for tomorrow night's kickoff against Kent State, 7:30 here at UB Stadium. Let's take a little look back a week or so ago to the big win over Miami that puts your team at 8-1, 5-0 in the MAC. Your team has won 11 of their last 12 games, four-game winning streak to start the year, the loss, and now four in a row. You know, this is a pretty amazing run that your team is on, isn't it?
Don't jinx us.
Sorry.
Paul. No,
sorry.
You know, the guys have played well, and they've been able to handle success. Keep working to get better, take each game as its individual challenge, and it's put us in a good position, and we've got to find a way now to play again here Tuesday night.
You use the word challenge, and that leads to my next question, which is every week there seems to be a challenge thrown at your team that they have answered almost every time. The challenge in the Miami game was Miami played really well and did some things to your defense that teams had not done. Talk about how the reaction was of seeing all these points put on the board, but then when the game was on the line, your defense stepped up.
Yeah, we bend didn't break. I guess bending can be sometimes that you're going to give up points, but there were parts where maybe a little frustrated, but not to a point where it was distracting what we were doing. That's one thing you could sense on the sideline, that we were getting close and understanding some things, making a play. If it's one thing, you can try to get that quickly replaced. But I think if you remember as we talked, Paul, that scheme is very difficult. They complement so many plays. Sometimes people will, bring out a play to try to hit you on during the week, and it's one, but it doesn't have a complementary running play. Their plays do at Miami, and that's a credit to them. So, but as you said, when we got to it and the game got into fourth quarter and rotational guys were able to get to the quarterback, get some stops, they had a couple drop passes and things, and all of a sudden, when it was kind of crunch time, our guys rose to the occasion.
I think any fan that was at the game had to have noticed all the movement on Miami's offense. Every play looked like it had a jet sweep look, whether they handed it to that player or not. From a coaching standpoint, how difficult is that for the defensive players seeing all these things happening to know to still react the right way?
Well, it's extremely difficult, and that's why they do it. Now, why doesn't everybody do it? Well, there's different reasons and philosophies behind that. But for us, when there's that fly sweep and the way they use it with speed to try to outflank you quickly or set up a wheel route off of it, it takes eye discipline. But again, remembering what your responsibilities are, not stepping out or stepping in too far, and the next thing you know, you lose leverage or somebody's hitting it up the middle. Those are the things that they do. And as well as they did in that first series, if you look back, one of the best teams that have done that and incorporate the tight end down the seam as well. And they do that, but it was a big test for us. Some were successful for us. Some guys struggled, and that's something, again, as we progress through the rest of the season, we got to continue to work on.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. Let's flip it around to your offense, which was amazing to watch. Anthony Johnson was Anthony Johnson, right? I know that was your very succinct but accurate answer to the question, is how was Anthony able to go 8-for-238 and 3 and set a school record? And that's pretty much what you said, right?
Well, I didn't have any other better answer except that he's an extremely talented guy, and he is who he is. And when we I think when we see these last couple games, I don't know if in that middle part when he is fighting through some things, we didn't always know really what we've been missing and really how good a player he was as he was fighting through it, and hopefully that we'll continue to see it here the rest of the way.
Tyree's ability to not just throw 3 touchdown passes but to run for 3, how much does that, his willingness to run a little more over the last, say, month or so, how much more varied does that make your offense, and how much more difficult does it make to stop it?
Well, just off the top of my head, Paul, I could probably think of 3 of those plays that were you're maybe alluding to that kept drives alive. Not touchdowns, kept drives alive. And then now you start thinking about the scramble touchdown, and all of a sudden you're putting points on the board. But just the ability to be willing to see something now and get to the sticks, get out of bounds, and do those things is keeping drives alive, which again now is leading to more points.
One thing I did want to ask you about, we were talking about the defense a little bit earlier. You're going to go into the game against Kent State without Khalil Hodge for the first half of the game, mm-hmm. because of the targeting. And for those fans that don't understand how that works, Khalil being called for targeting when he hit quarterback Gus Ragland late in the game means you are suspended for the first half of the following game. So your reaction to that call, and how do you game plan for half of a game without your best defensive player?
Well, game planning is, Matt Awanowski is back up, who's, in his third year in the program. Matt is a highly intelligent football player, has always been well prepared, is going to get his opportunity to make his first career start. And then Khalil has practiced, and he'll be ready to go and when it's time to go in the second half. So it's almost like you treat it like it's a first half injury, and then you bring him back. I had a chance to talk to the supervisor of officials for our conference, and the play was reviewed and looked at. There's not an appeal process, and it was one of those he said was very close, and it fits the description. He supported the call, but he could see at the same hand, he could see why I was calling to ask questions as well. So it's a fine line, and we know in today's age, and rightfully so, that we need to err on protecting our players and for player safety.
And related to that, and I don't know whether this came up in your conversations as well too, but the early play in the game that involved Khalil Hodge, where he got kind of crack-backed on the block, mm-hmm. had a lot of people wondering, well, why is that not a penalty for the very same reasons of protection that you brought up?
Yeah, and that was part of our conversation as well. And there's different things about peel back and crack backs, and there's a lot of definitions that get people kind of intertwine and looking at it, and whether or not it was above the shoulders and what was leading, was it the person launching, and all those things are kind of taken into effect, and there wasn't a call on that one.
All right, it's the Bulls and Kent State. It's tomorrow night, 7:30 kickoff here at UB Stadium. I want to wrap up with you by previewing our next couple segments, where James Patterson, Jarrett Patterson, and the Patterson brothers together will join us. Can you just talk about those two guys, not only as players but as people, and then I want you to tell everybody a little bit about the connection that helped bring them here to Buffalo.
Well, James and Jarrett Patterson, I have had very fine freshman seasons. They enrolled in school in January. I think we've talked about that before, but it's still their true freshman eligibility season on campus. But for two young men to come in with the maturity that they've approached really college and the chance to play Division I football has just been amazing to me. If we could kind of model that through everyone as they go through that transition, the ups and downs. Now, playing obviously helps, but just how they go about the little things that they have to do, and it's really a credit, and it's been a pleasant surprise how well they've played. We knew they were going to be able to contribute in some capacity, but to the level that they played has truly been amazing. You know, Justin Winters was a former UB player, student athlete here, played on the 2008 championship team, and he was an assistant coach at Pilate High School in the Baltimore area, and where James and Jarrett went to school. And that was shortly upon our arrival here as a staff. He already had reached out to us about multiple players, and they had a real fine run of players that were Division I players and went different places, but he had a special relationship with them, and again, his experience here during his time, it was a place that he brought him to watch practices and do things, and the connection was made, and kind of, as they say, I think at least to this point, the rest is history.
And what's the challenge in recruiting twins? And as James and Jarrett are going to tell us, they were recruited at different levels too. So as a staff and as a coaching decision, is it what's the challenge in saying we want both of them, or we'll take both of them?
It happens probably. There's, I could say, couple times a year somebody will bring recruits to our recruiting meetings that are twins, and most of the time I don't even know if they're quite as close in ability as James and Jared are. So it's kind of like, and of course they want to be a package deal, as most twins are, very close and so on. So, but with James and Jared, was unique is that we'd offered them the scholarship, but of course, just like any other time, we're going to continue to recruit all positions. Well, at the running back position, you're only going to take usually one per year. And we had to, through our summer camps, we continued to make offers. And during at that time when we could do camps off of our own campus, we were down in the New York City area, and Kevin Marks and Isaiah King had happened to have someone bring them to our camp, and we had offered both of them, and shortly thereafter Kevin had committed, and I think that was a pretty good decision on our part as well.
So
then as it went on through things, then James called to commit, and of course we took the commitment, and then shortly thereafter Jarrett wanted to commit as well. We told Jarrett we were full, but we would take him if he enrolled the following January. And then as that went, then James decided that he wanted to enter college the same time as Jared and kind of try to go through the experience together.
Well, it's a great story. It's an interesting story. You'll hear more on it in our next couple seconds when we talk to James and Jared Patterson. Coach, thanks for the time. Thanks for the insight. Good luck tomorrow night against Kent State.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We will continue. Stick around. The next couple segments with the Patterson brothers are fantastic. You're going to want to hear it. And don't forget, doubleheader tomorrow. Men's basketball at 4, football at 7:30. Get tickets for both of them for just $20 at the UB ticket office, 1-877-UB there. Going to be a fun day. Make sure you're a part of it. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as...
fresh.
They are also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as... And they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as... New Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
Adopt US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck as we continue to get you ready for tomorrow night's game, a big one for the Bulls against the Kent State Golden Flashes, a 7:30 kickoff here at UB Stadium. One of the stories of this season, among the many for the Bulls, has been the emergence of the Patterson brothers. Both James at linebacker and Jared at running back have been two of the bright stars for the Bulls this year, and for both of them to do it as freshmen has been amazing. So we're going to spend the next couple of segments telling you the story of the Patterson brothers. Jared will join us in a moment, the two of them together a little bit later, but we start off with Bulls starting linebacker James Patterson. Welcome to the show, James. Congratulations on the season so far. Has any of this been a surprise to you so far?
Thanks for having me. Yes, it has. You know, A1 season is not really rare in Buffalo, so it's a blessing to be here.
How about for you individually? Is getting the chance to start and to be the team's second leading tackler right now, any of that a surprise to you?
It definitely is. It's a blessing. You know, I go out there every game day just to win. No stats in my mind, nothing. I just worry about the win.
So what has it that you have been able to do, not only to earn that job in spring practice, but to be able to play at the kind of high level that you're playing at when all of this is coming at you for the first time?
Just work hard and, like, use the older players like Nico, Matt O, and Haas to help me out, get the playbook under my belt, and just to understand it better.
What's it like to play next to Khalil Hodge, and what's it like to sit in a meeting room and learn from one of the all-time great linebackers that this school has ever had?
Oh, it's cool because, you know, I watch him on film. He's very instinctual, you know. I just try to copy my game after him sometimes, you know, take some of his tools and his game, you know, and put them into mine.
What do you see as the things that you do well? What are your best traits as a linebacker?
I would say reading a play. You know, like the reverse, like last Tuesday, I think I read it a little too fast. You know, I think I was supposed to stay behind it, but I just seen it right away.
You forced three fumbles already this year, and I think there's been a couple of times when you've done that where it just looked like a veteran play, where you tried to grab the ball out or you knew enough to at the right time of the game to try to clutch at the football. Where does some of that knowledge come from? Where do those things that you would expect maybe out of a junior or senior but we're seeing from you as a freshman, where do those come from?
Just practice. You know, I try to practice it and practice you know, the coaches really go over like a turnover circuit with stripping the ball, picks, and covering up the ball. So thanks to the coaches.
We are with Bulls linebacker James Patterson. This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. Who's somebody you've modeled yourself after, whether it's an NFL guy or another college guy? Who's a linebacker that you enjoyed watching and you've said, boy, I want to do some of the things that he does?
I think it would be some of my coaches, you know, that coached me in high school, Cody Acker, Ian Thomas, and Justin Winters.
Yeah, well, of course, Justin Winters, a name familiar to Bulls fans, and we'll talk a little more about the connection that you and your brother have to Justin Winters, but how much have you learned from Justin? And certainly fans in Buffalo will remember Justin as the leading tackler on the 2008 MAC championship team. What did you learn about playing a linebacker from Justin?
Oh, a lot. You know, he told me that a linebacker had to have good hips and feet. You know, so I seen him with good hands and feet, and so I just try to take that and put it in my game.
Are you playing similar to the way you played in high school? I mean, were you making these same kinds of plays and racking up the tackles that you've been doing here? Was that where you were, what you were doing when you played down outside of Baltimore?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe it is.
Right. So it's the same. You've been able to do some of the same things, huh?
Yes, sir.
Is there an NFL guy that you particularly like watching or model yourself after?
He's retired now, London Fletcher.
Okay. Well, London Fletcher used to play here, yes, in sir. Buffalo, so Bills fans remember him. What is it about London that and you obviously watched him when he played with the Redskins, right?
Yes, sir.
What about him that is, it was inspiring for you?
I seen he was a small backer like myself, so it really inspired me just to play and just to have that grit. And, you know, he was a small backer that liked to hit you.
Right. Do you consider yourself a small backer? I mean, do you have to play with a little more because maybe you're not 6 foot 4 inches tall?
Oh, yes, sir, because it's lineman out there, 6'6", 300 coming at you, so I have to really bring it every week.
Was that something that you were thinking about as you started playing here in college? Were you worried that your size with all those 300-pound linemen that you see across the line, was that something that you thought you'd have to work a little harder on?
Yes, but at the same time, no, because it's just the desire to go hit somebody.
All right, we're going to have your brother on for the next segment, and then we're going to let the two of you guys join us together. But I want you to tell me, has anything surprised you about the way your brother has played at running back this year?
Oh, no, it hasn't. He's been doing his whole life, so it's nothing new to me.
So not a shock that both of you guys are starting and playing key roles on this team. You guys figured this was going to happen when you got here?
No, we just worked hard and just worked hard to get here.
When we return, we'll talk to James' brother, Jarrett Patterson, and then we'll get the two guys on together after that when we continue the show. But we want to remind you, why not double your excitement of UB Athletics on Tuesday, November 6th, tomorrow, when both the men's basketball and football teams are in action. The men's team will host St. Francis at 4 o'clock, followed by the football kickoff, taking on MAC rival Kent State at 7:30. Don't miss this doubleheader. Purchase a ticket to both games for just $20. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE. Jarrett Patterson joins us when we continue the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated fresh and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item, and we'll take $10 off our services, and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Bulls fans can save hundreds with the Bulls Savings Card. The Bulls Savings Card is a free card that rewards UB fans with discounts, perks, and more at select partner locations across Western New York. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, Cheeburger Cheeburger, Texas Day Brazil, Scotch and Sirloin, Caruba Collision, and Batteries Plus Bulbs. Fans can view all discounts at ubbulls.com/savings for all the discounts. Pick one up at the Alumni Arena ticket office or at select UB Athletics events and start saving today. Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. All right, we got James Patterson's segment down. Now it's equal Patterson time with Jarrett Patterson, the Bulls running back. Which one of you is older? Who was supposed to have gone first here?
Me. I'm older by 20 minutes.
All right, well then we apologize for that. We owe you one. We're the older brother is supposed to get the first segment, but that's okay. So we learned a little bit of the Patterson story through James. Let's learn a little more of your story as well, too. You get your first start in the game against Miami. Did that mean anything more to you? You've been getting plenty of carries, but to get the first carry, did that mean something to you?
It meant a little something, but I took it as a regular snap. I just was grateful I got the opportunity to start the game off.
576 yards, number two on the team. You're averaging over 5 yards a carry. You've scored 8 touchdowns. That leads the team. You're in the top 10 in the Mid-American Conference in rushing. Has any of this come earlier than you thought? Has any of this been a surprise to you?
Just a little bit. You know, I just wanted to, my mindset was just come in and just contribute the best way I could. It's definitely, you know, been a surprise, but I'm just grateful.
Last four games, you're averaging almost 100 yards a game in the last four. Were some of those early games a little bit of feeling it out, kind of understanding what college football is all about? So now do you feel so much more comfortable? Is that why the production has been up?
Yeah, that has something to do with it. You know, just figuring myself out, you know, just getting more, gain more confidence and just filling the game out. That's all.
This is the UB Football Insider Show as we continue. This is the All Patterson segment of our show. We had James on. Now we have Jarrett on. We'll get the two of them together in our next segment. Anything surprised you about college football? Anything that that you didn't expect as you've been getting out there and playing?
Nothing much. Just probably one thing, the D linemen are faster. That's really much it, for real. That's really much it.
I thought it was interesting. We talked a little bit about this. I felt like you learned a pretty good lesson in the Toledo game where some of the things that had been working weren't working, but as the game went on, you started to stop trying to run as far wide and you started to kind of cut back up a little bit. Is that all part of that learning what it's all about?
Yeah, most definitely. Just learning, you know, it's not always going to be there, you know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, and just when you get the opportunity for a big play, just take advantage.
Well, I think the one thing we've had a lot of fun observing you, Jarrett, since you've kind of burst on the scene here, was even in the early stages, there was an easy comparison in the way that you run and your physical stature to Brandon Oliver, the all-time great running back here at UB. And then I think you blew a lot of us away when you brought it up, when you said it to us that you want to be like him, Bo 2.0, right. You know, you and Mark, Starks and Bo 2.0. So tell everybody a little bit about your knowledge of who Brandon Oliver is, what he is, and the fact that you've got a chance to get to know him pretty well.
Yeah, my first encounter with Bo is in high school, you know, from Justin Winters. I thought it was pretty cool that he introduced me to him, and then I watched his highlights and I saw a little comparison and him being a smaller back. I was like, I can do this, I can play like him, and just stuff like that.
So how much have you tried to pick his brain a little bit to kind of understand how he got to where he was and how he did the things he did, which you're trying to do the same thing?
A lot. He was out here this summer. We worked out together. You know, I'm asking him a lot of questions, you know, like how did he get to that level, you know, what is it like being on that level and stuff like that. Just, you know, how to run inside zone, outside zone, different run schemes. And, you know, he's just been teaching me, mentoring me, and it's just great.
You talk to him every week, or at least you guys text back and forth every week, right?
He texts me, calls me after games, you know, wish me good luck, just stuff like that.
Are we going to get him up here? Is he going to get up here and come see in person?
He probably, you know, he told me if we make it to a MAC championship, he's coming.
And to the bowl game. We always love to see Bo, because Bo's one of the all-time great guys. But, you know, it's got to be beneficial for you. I mean, I know you, well, let me ask you this question first. Who are running backs that you've modeled yourself after sort of before Bo? Are there guys that you like watching more than others?
I like undersized backs. So, like, you know, I'm a Barry Sanders guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Barry Sanders. I wish I was alive during that time period. I like Darren Sproles, guys like that.
What is it about the undersized running back that sort of makes you guys run a little harder, try a little harder, work a little harder?
I just feel like just seeing them, you know, run, I feel like I can do that, and it just motivates me.
We're going to talk a little more with your brother just about the whole transition of you guys coming up here and sort of bursting on the scene, but was there a point in time, maybe it was spring practice, maybe it was fall, where you sort of felt like, I can do this. I can, not only can I do this, but I hope they give me the chance to get out on the field and do it.
I definitely feel I can do this, you know, just been grinding since the gray shirt. I was like, once I get up here and get the opportunity, I was going to make the most of it.
With Bulls running back Jarrett Patterson, this is the UB Football Insider Show. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Stick around, because our next segment will be both James and Jarrett together to talk about their amazing story of getting up here to UB and being Bulls fans well before they ever got here. So you got a big one here tomorrow night at Kent State. You know, you got to keep it rolling. You got to keep it winning. What's the thinking in the running back room and in the team room about these final three regular season games, and what's at stake?
The theme is don't fall for the trap. You know, we can't overlook this game and the next game over that. We just got to take it one game at a time and just win. You know, we can't overlook Kent State. You know, their record doesn't say how good they are, because I think they're a good team. And like I said, just take it one game at a time.
What's the dynamic for you guys, some of the younger guys as freshmen, versus some of the senior guys that have been here, that have gone through a couple of difficult seasons, that have had to sort of help grow this program? Is there any kidding from the upperclassmen that are like, you know, guys walk in here and all of a sudden it's 8-1, you know?
I heard a lot. It was like, you haven't been here for, you know, from the down times and stuff like that. Y'all got it good, stuff like that. They just always joke with us, but them guys are definitely, you know, great leaders, you know, for us young guys. They show us the ropes, you know, and we're just grateful. We just follow them.
All right, final question for you, because I asked your brother this question, so I get to ask you it as well, too. Has anything surprised you about how well James has made this transition and become such a dominant player, and what is it about him that makes him all of that?
No, that, it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, I think that he's so dominant because he just does extra work. You know, he does the little things right, and it's not a surprise to me at all.
All right, well, nothing that you two guys have done is a surprise to anybody, because it's been amazing to watch. Keep up the good work, and again, can't wait to get the two of you guys together. That'll be our next segment. Jarrett, continued success this year.
Thank you.
All right, Jarrett's going to stick around. James is going to come back. That'll be our next segment when we continue the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Why not double your excitement of UB Athletics on Tuesday, November 6th? First up, the defending MAC champs men's basketball team will host St. Francis at 4 at Alumni Arena. Then head over to UB Stadium to watch UB football take on MAC rival Kent State, presented by Western New York Dental at 7:30. Don't miss this double header and purchase a ticket to both games for just $20. Call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Niagara Premium Chocolates has been a part of the Western New York community for over 60 years and now has the honor of being the official chocolate of UB Athletics. Niagara Premium Chocolates offers an amazing selection of premium confections and was recently voted Buffalo's best tasting sponge candy. You can also find their delicious chocolate year-round at the Niagara by Frey Chocolate Shop, which is located at 3500 Genesee Street right behind the Airport Plaza. Niagara Premium Chocolates, the official chocolate of UB Athletics.
College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, getting you ready for tomorrow night's kickoff between the Bulls and the Kent State Golden Flashes, 7:30 here at UB Stadium. And don't forget, the men's basketball team plays at 4 o'clock earlier in the day over at Alumni Arena against St. Francis. Well, as promised, we've now got the Patterson brothers together here, James and Jarrett, to talk a little bit about this incredible journey for them that has brought them from Maryland to Buffalo into the starting lineup and into key roles here on this team. So, Jarrett, we talked with James a little bit about the connection that you have to Buffalo that you've had for a long time through Justin Winters, that Bulls fans will remember as the leading tackler and one of the inspirational guys on the 2008 team. He was one of your high school coaches. So, Jarrett, how long have you sort of been tuned in to UB football through Justin?
I can just remember since high school, you know, high school when he was our coach, you know, telling us about the UB facts and stuff like that. Then he introduced us to Brandon Oliver, Khalil Mack, you know, you name it. And that's when I just became a fan.
James, how many times did you guys come up here to watch this team play before you were even ever being recruited?
A number of times. I can't even remember.
So Justin was pretty forceful on the whole Buffalo. Do you think he was trying to plant the seeds to get you guys up here?
Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, he just was saying like how like it's a great place, it's a great city to be, and the fans are, they're going to fall in love with you, and it's just a great football town.
All right, so take me through, both of you, take me through the process of you know UB, you know Buffalo, Justin has told you what a great place it is, but then the recruiting process starts. So take me through how you come from being a fan here and understanding here to ultimately deciding that you want to play here.
My recruiting process, it was very slow. You know, coaches thought I was an undersized back, of course. But UB showed love. You know, first time they seen me, they offered me. And that's when I just knew, I'm like, wherever school give me a shot, I was going to go. And it was with my brother, so that was a double plus.
So, James, that was the next question. You guys had decided you were going to play together, right? Was there was no negotiating on that, even if Alabama called and said they wanted you?
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah, Nick Saban.
Sorry, I couldn't do it. It's my brother. It's been a dream since we were 7. When we first started, you know, we used to create players on Madden. You know, he's running back, he was quarterback. So it was a dream come true.
We're continuing the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, as Bulls linebacker James Patterson and his brother running back Jarrett Patterson continue to join us here. Was there ever a point in time in all of this where, Jarrett, you said, hey, you got a chance to go play here,
go do it. Go be your own man and do it, and I'll be fine. Or did that never come up between
you? That never came up. You know, we knew we wanted to play together. That was the plan, you know. I feel like how cool would it be, you know, play at the next level with my best friend, and we just made it happen.
All right, so then the part of the added confusion to all of this is the Bulls want you, but there weren't enough scholarship spots to bring both of you guys in to start this semester and start the season last year. So then how does the reaction from both of you to say, well, okay, we have to wait a half a year to be able to do it? Was there any discussion about whether that was the right thing or not?
It was the right thing just to stay home with them. You know, I couldn't do it without myself because it was a dream of both of us, you know, as one.
How about for you, Jared?
Like you said, he waited for me. When he didn't have to do that. At the same time, I feel like it was a blessing in disguise. You know, it got us both mature. It got us both, I feel like, ready, you know, for the college atmosphere and just to play at the D1 level.
So, speaking of the word mature, when we asked Coach Leipold about the two of you, it's one of the first words he brings up. He says you are two of the most mature freshman players that he's ever had. Where does that come from? I'll tell you where Coach thinks it comes from, but I want you guys to answer it first.
I think it's just our parents. You know, our parents is upbringing us, you know, raising us right as respectful and you know, peaceful young men.
James, what do you think?
Mom and dad, yeah, they didn't really play, so they want us to mature and grow up. You know, when we were younger, we had a lot of arguments, and so they always want us to, like, just stop it, cut it out, and just be together and just be on each other's side.
Your mom's a high school principal, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So is that a little bit where the discipline comes from?
Yes. Yes. You know, she takes academics very seriously. You know, you're a student before, you know, athletics, and that's all she stresses to us.
She just told me this morning, like, go to class, be on time, sit in the front. Yeah. You know, and she called me before the meeting, too. I told her I had a meeting. She said, make sure you don't stutter, which I already did. But I hope my mom don't hear this. But, you know, I love you, Mom, so I'm thankful.
There you go. Once you told her you love her, she'll be good to go with all of that. So all that maturity and understanding and sort of knowing how to conduct your business, how does that help you when you guys finally get here? You start with spring practice earlier in this year, and then all of a sudden you're in the starting lineup and you're thinking it's not going to be long before I'm in the starting lineup.
Right. It plays, you know, just knowing the playbook, just doing the little things right. I feel like that helped us a lot, you know, and just getting, you know, acclimated with their atmosphere and culture and the way they do things.
That's Jarrett Patterson. We're with his brother James Patterson here as we continue the UB Football Insider Show. When did you know that he was going to get a chance to start doing what he does and get on the field? And then I'm going to ask you the same question because he beat you by a couple of games into the starting lineup, right? James, go first.
Yes, sir. I knew he was going to get on the field by just working hard. You know, in the spring, he was making amazing plays during each scrimmage, each practice, and just making oohs and ahs from the defensive sideline. Not the offense, the defense. I heard coaches say, oh, my God, who is 26? You know, and people just yelling, going crazy on our sideline. So I knew it was going to be something special when he had the ball in his hands. And when he scored his first touchdown, people starting to realize Jared was something special.
Was there ever a time when you were even a little jealous of him that he had that starting job from day one and it took you a couple of weeks to get there?
Not really. I knew my time would come. I knew that James was in a great position coming in at the Will Backer spot, but his original position is Mike Backer. He just took advantage of his opportunity. You know, I feel like he's the best linebacker in the nation, you know. I've been saying that since in high school. He's the best linebacker, all-around linebacker in the nation, and I just push him to be the best.
And we'll finish up with the Patterson brothers with this question for both of you guys. What has this ride been like? You have been together all your lives. You know, no one that anybody that isn't a twin can't understand the connection that you two guys have. So it starts with the connection, and then it comes to here together, and then now the success that you've had together. James, I'll start with you. What just describe what this last year or so has been like?
Oh, it's been amazing. I couldn't do it with nobody else because this is my best friend. You know, we have matching tattoos, and I couldn't change it for the world. You know, he's my number one fan, my biggest critic. So, you know, I think he pushes me a lot, and I love that.
Jared?
It's like a
dream come true. You know, sometimes I gotta pinch myself like I'm in a dream. You know, am I really here? Cause I feel like I already been here like several times. I feel like just I've been here already, but I'm glad to see like it's coming true and I'm here and we're contributing to the team in this for this special season.
Well, it's been amazing to watch both of you guys kind of burst onto the scene, but do what you've been able to do and be a part of this magical season. And I think the one thing that every Bulls fan says was, I can't believe we get to watch three more years of these two guys, because they're going to be even better than they are now, and they're pretty darn good as it is now. Guys, thank you very much. Congratulations on all of the success. It has been wonderful, and couldn't meet two better guys, and we wish you continued best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jarrett Patterson and James Patterson, and once again, double your excitement. UB Athletics tomorrow, Tuesday, November 6th, when both the men's basketball and football teams are in action. The men's basketball team hosts St. Francis at 4, followed by the football team taking on MAC rival Kent State at 7:30. Don't miss the doubleheader. Purchase a ticket for both games for just $20. To order, call 1-877-UB-THERE. We'll wrap up this edition of the UB Football Insider Show when John Fuller joins us with the Full of It segment to get you ready for tomorrow night's game. That's next on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. It's our final segment to get you ready for a big one tomorrow night. It's the Bulls and the Kent State Golden Flashes as UB has to keep winning to keep ahead of the challengers, particularly Ohio in the MAC East Division. Now joined, as always, by Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. It's our Full of It segment, John. And let's start off by talking about the Patterson brothers. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to those three segments. Have you come across two kids who are so mature and have adapted so quickly and bring along this wonderful story with them? That, can you remember anything like that?
No, I mean, to have two freshmen come in, they're mature beyond their years, so easy to work with, yes sir, no sir, just very polite kids. But I'm glad that, you know, I mean, I enjoy telling their story together, but I'm glad they each got their own segment because they do have their own story. You know, they're both their own players. I mean, I think they enjoy the fact that they're here together, obviously, and they like doing stories together. I'm glad they each got their own time because I know they're each trying to make, you know, have their own careers as well.
Yeah, and think about it. You know, part of your job is to come across good stories and present them to the media. Think about the layers of the cool stories. They're twins. They're freshmen. One's the number two rusher. One's the number two tackler, and then you add the layers in of their relationship with a former UB great who helps make them a Bull fan, and then Jarrett Patterson's relationship with Brandon Oliver. I mean, you just keep adding to the list of cool parts of their story.
Well, I remember talking to James, and he told me that, you know, Justin Winters, back when James was in like ninth grade, gave him a UB gear, and he was wearing UB gear as a freshman in high school, and he actually showed me a picture of him as a freshman in high school wearing UB gear. So I think they were both destined to be here, and I guess we have to, you know, send out a big thank you to Justin Winters for that.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a really cool story, and it wouldn't be as cool a story if they both haven't emerged as really amazing players. All right, speaking of amazing players, you were digging deep into the record book on Tuesday night when Anthony Johnson found another level of amazingness to put on display for Bulls fans.
Yeah, so Anthony Johnson, 8 catches, a quiet 238 yards. Yeah. It kind of snuck up on everybody. Obviously, he had the first catch of that 75-yard touchdown, but then he had another 50-yarder later. But just 238 yards on 8 catches, broke an all-time school record. Was it Joe D'Amico.
We feel like we have to apologize to Joe. You know, he had held that record since 1981, and it finally gets broken. And even beyond that, the FBS record that had been held by Andre Ford.
Right.
Both of them get blown out of the water.
Andre Ford was the only receiver in FBS in our FBS history to ever go over 200 yards. He had 202 yards against Ohio in 2002. But to give credit where credit's due, Joe D'Amico had 218 yards on only 5 catches.
Wow.
So his yards per catch average in his game is still a record.
It was a down year for the Cortland State Red Dragons that year. Yeah. So, but just amazing. And, you know, and Anthony has basically missed 3 games, and there he is right smack in the middle of the leading receivers in all the categories in the MAC.
Well, and I think Coach brought it up earlier, said it perfectly. You know, when we didn't have AJ in the lineup there for a couple games, you realized what we missed. I mean, obviously the Bulls were still able to win, but just the what he adds to this offense and how much more dynamic we are as an offense with AJ on the field is so much more better when he's on the field.
With John Fuller, assistant athletic director for communications here, as we wrap up this edition of the UB Football Insider Show, you found a really cool stat about Tyree Jackson's performance. Just the second guy in the country this year to have 3 touchdowns passing and 3 touchdowns running in the same game.
Yeah, only second time this year. UCF's Mackenzie Milton, the quarterback down there, also did it early in the year against FAU. But yeah, Tyree's the first. And how about Tyree running the ball? I mean, you know, he did not run the ball. I think there was 9 straight games before the Central Michigan game where he didn't have a single rushing attempt. You know, and then over the last 5 games, you know, he's rushed for 84 yards and 5 touchdowns. So, I mean, I don't necessarily need him to run all the time, and I don't think it's going to be a big part of his game, but it's sure nice to have.
44 career touchdowns. He moves beyond the 5th spot. He's now tied for 3rd and starting to sneak up on Drew Willey for number 2 on the all-time career list.
Yeah, the next one will be his 45th of his career, moving him to 3rd place, and it'll also be his next touchdown pass will be his 24th, which would tie Joe Licata for 3rd in school history for a single season. You know, Joe Licata had 24 in 2013, but that was over 13 games. This would be the 10th game for Tyrese.
Yeah, and remember, with the opportunity to possibly have 2 more games this season, all those single-season stats are going to get blown out. John, thanks for the time.
Sure.
Enjoy the big doubleheader tomorrow night, men's basketball at 4, and, of course, the big football game against Kent State tomorrow night at 7:30. We hope to see you there. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
You're listening to the official voice of the UB Bulls, ESPN 1520, WWKB Buffalo, a radio.com station.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.